This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's a WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickie's on Packer Ave in South Philly. The tournament is coming. You can watch all the action with a special menu at Chickie's. Find a location near you. Chickie'sandPete's.com. If you are headed to WWE SmackDown, come on over before SmackDown. Ask Jack what he thinks of John Cena turning heel.
Oh, did you see it? I think it should lead to a good 5:30 Creed. If I know my wrestlers, like I think I know my
wrestling
fans. They
know Creed. Yeah, they know Creed. Yeah.
Okay.
It is time for everyone's favorite part of the WIP Afternoon Show.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
Now, rarely on the top five, usually the top five at five is making fun of someone, you know. It's rarely is it an actual list.
Yeah, it's just an excuse for you to make fun of one of us.
Or other shows.
Right, or other shows.
Yeah. That's usually what the top five is. But since it was, or is, Walter White's birthday today, Bryan Cranston, got me thinking about a different aspect of the show, which is the most annoying TV show characters of all time, which we'll get to.
Wow.
We know where you're going with that one.
In this top five of five. The top five most annoying TV characters of all time.
Okay.
Now, number five, I know, I don't like to do this, but if I don't put him on there, he's one of my least favorites of all time. And that's Joffrey Lannister, who is from Game of Thrones, but I know you guys didn't watch Game of Thrones.
Oh, my God.
But he,
how are you doing this segment by putting a Game of Thrones person
on? Dude, it was a great show. The first four seasons were great.
Dork stuff. Oh, look at the dragon. Oh, look at Yorkos Marthalos or whatever.
Look,
he's wearing a fur and he's got a sword.
Dude, swords are dope. If we're being honest.
He's got a sword. Oh, it's the Red Wedding. Oh, look at the dragon.
Yeah. So I want to get that one out of the way. But Joffrey Lannister is the woad. The woad of woads.
Glad you got that one out of the way.
Yep.
Hold the door.
You seem to know a lot about games.
Because you dorks talk about it online all the time. It's impossible to follow. Who knows? There's a billion characters. They all have weird names. And what are they even talking about? It's a stupid show.
It's so stupid. You're not a Dungeons & Dragons guy.
Yeah, you need so much free time to figure out what's going on in that stupid show and talk to everyone about it. I'm convinced most of you dorks don't even know what's going on in the show.
I'm just there for
Oh, who's going to win? The one guy in the pelt or the other guy in the pelt?
Yeah, so that's Spike.
He really didn't like the show.
No, I know.
Oh, look at who's the Lizard King?
I don't think that was it.
Okay.
Number four is Janice Soprano. Janice Soprano, every time she came on, I got angry.
Yeah.
Like, just a miserable character, deceitful, annoying, complaining all the time.
Yeah. Ran through all of Tony's friends.
Let's be honest.
Poor
Bobby Bacala, you know.
Just ran him into the ground.
So the only mob thing I ever watched and really liked was Goodfellas. Was she like Karen in Goodfellas? Similar character? Henry Hill's wife?
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
Jack doesn't.
Or maybe even his wife in...
kind of.
In Casino, which was
Yeah, kind of. In that same vein.
Okay.
Yes, except it was his sister.
Oh, his sister.
Yes.
Please
don't
talk about Dr. Melfi like that, by the way.
Yes, that was. That was Karen Hill. Yeah, how'd you know that?
I thought it was her, but I had to...
Yeah, that was her, yes. And you don't know who Dr. Melfi is.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Disrespectful.
Is that another Game of Thrones thing?
No.
That's Sopranos.
Okay. She's a great character. Yeah. Third most annoying TV character of all time is Turtle from Entourage.
Oh, the worst person. First of all, I've never even seen the show. You guys can talk
about it. You've never seen Entourage?
No.
This man has named three shows that you've never seen.
Look, I've never seen Entourage, but I can tell you that guy Turtle is a... I almost just cursed. Is King Loser.
Turtle was a cool character.
No, he wasn't.
Jack, stop it with the annoying. He was not annoying.
He was annoying.
If anybody was annoying, it was Vince.
Vince actually was really annoying. Yes. But Turtle, like, he's just such a latch-on kind of guy in that show.
Oh, look at me. I got a podcast. I live in Ohio. I pretend I'm a New Yorker. What a loser.
You with the personal touch.
Well, it's just like...
Spike's over here having a separate thing going on.
With Turtle. Like, first of all, your name is Turtle. Just you should call your podcast Sports with Turtle. The second thing is, you can't walk around talking about what a New Yorker you are when you're buried in a basement in Ohio on Zoom calls doing your podcast talking about you're a New Yorker. You
go to New York. Ohio's a great state.
It's a great state, but let's be honest. If you're going to walk around pretending you're Mr. Nick and yada, 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 you should live in New York. You shouldn't visit three times a year when you happen to get, you know, courtside tickets at the Knicks. The guy is a tool bag.
Wow.
I'm just saying, he is. The guy's just like a complete tool bag fraud. He's a fraud. You had one role. You are Turtle. Turtle. Turtle, 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 Turtle. You're a Turtle forever.
Well, he's come unhinged on two out of three your answers.
I can't take that guy. Oh, I love the Yankees. Why are you choosing to live in Ohio then, Mr. New Yorker?
Yep.
Okay, sorry. I'm done. You guys are a total doofus. He's 3 feet tall. The Elliot towers over this guy. Okay, sorry, I'm done. Sorry, he's perfect. His perfectly manicured facial hair. Turtle. Okay, I'm done.
Right.
Go on to the next one.
The second most annoying TV character of all time. Now, she died in the middle of the show, so whatever, but Tony's mom was a miserable sap.
Yeah.
Just every time she was shown, it was just like, I don't want to be here anymore.
Yeah.
Wasn't happy to be alive.
You could have had Lydia on here over, well, yeah, she is higher than Janice, so yes.
Yeah.
That's two good ones.
Yeah, she's number two.
Yeah.
She's number two.
Yeah, Lydia was
just a drag.
That was the mom.
On the screen.
Tony's mom.
Yes. Tony's mom. Okay. Tony's mom. You should watch Sopranos.
Yeah.
I don't have time.
Spike literally hasn't watched one of these shows you've named.
Yeah, I know.
No, I haven't. I haven't watched any of them.
Yeah.
Well, so we did a podcast last night, and my partner's in Japan on vacation, so we had one of our writers filling in, and the Sopranos came up, and he said the same thing. You should watch the Sopranos. And I said, I don't have time. There's too many episodes. And he said, what do you mean you don't have time? I was like, brother, do you have to watch every Phillies game? Because I get home, and 6 months out of the year, I'm watching the friggin' Phillies. The other 6 months, I'm watching the friggin' Sixers. When do you want me to watch a whole series of The Sopranos? I don't have time.
Yeah.
Also, mob stuff, not into it, too fake.
I know.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, I was going to say, you do have time.
Yeah. Well, I don't. That's a lot of TV.
I watch the same games you watch.
Well, but you already saw The Sopranos.
It's true.
Yeah.
If you had and here's the other thing. Is that my TV, and I'm not saying I don't want to watch The Sopranos, but when I'm watching TV shows, it's my wife and I pick like one show to watch, and we watch that, and she has no interest.
Yeah.
So if she doesn't have any interest, there truly isn't time.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
I don't want to.
I know you don't want to.
Yeah.
But the number one most annoying TV show character of all time and the basis of this list is Skyler White.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, very annoying.
A miserable character.
Well, at least you've seen that one.
Yes, I have seen Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad.
I watched that when I was unemployed in between YSP and WIP. Mm. She's very annoying. Now, his son, what did his son change his name to? Walt Jr. changed his name to, like, Jacob or something?
I don't know.
Walt Jr. changed his name. He was pretty annoying, too.
No, he was Finn.
Finn. That's right, Finn. But yeah, Skyler was murder. Now, she was in a bad spot.
Yeah.
You know, her husband was a teacher and turned into a meth lord or whatever. But she was pretty annoying.
Yeah,
you know,
she could have had a lot more compassion.
Yeah.
Yes.
For what he was trying to do.
She could have been a bro one time.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't need you to be holier than thou when I'm trying to get financial security for you and the kids.
Yep.
Before I die.
No yes. grateful. There's no gratefulness.
Yes.
No. Yes. Yes.
And her sister was really annoying in the show, too.
Yeah.
Had to take down Hector Salamanca. Salamanca.
Yes.
What was the other guy named? What was the first one? The first one they killed. The first drug dealer with the car. He was crazy.
Remember.
Tuco.
Well, no, wasn't Salamanca was the guy in the wheelchair?
Yes.
And then who was
Tuco
Gus.
Was his nephew.
And then who? Gus.
That's Gustavo.
Gustavo Frame.
Yes. Yeah, Gus yeah. Frame.
That's a great character.
That was a great character.
But Skyler, worst character. Well, I would say Finn is the worst character on
no,
the show.
Man,
but Skyler
Finn
is the most
bad,
annoying.
Man.
I was like, oh, congratulations, you set up a website. Like, you know, it's like, you know, it's like every idiot, my dad can set up a website. Like, come on. Like, you know, oh, great.
Oh, man.
I was like, you know, you went to GeoCities. Wow, look at what Finn did.
Yeah.
All right.
You're not impressed by much, are
no,
you?
No.
Skyler did hook up the car wash.
She did. She was his partner for a while.
Yeah, but the whole thing with Ted, I couldn't get past that.
That's fair. Yeah. That's fair. This hour is brought to you by Kind of Torn Window. What a performance by me on that. I didn't even know any of those characters.
That's pretty good.
This hour is brought to you by Kind of Torn Window. Take advantage of Kind of Torn Window's big year and nope. Why do I do that?
I don't know.
What happened?
Can't read.
Take advantage of 0% financing from Guida for up to 72 months. That is 6 years. And save 20% off all windows and doors. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. It is. What is it? Friday?
Yeah.
On the record Friday.
On the record Friday.
On the record Friday.
Yeah.
Not football Friday.
Israel in Southwest Philly. What's up?
Hi, Fritzy baby. What's happening?
What's up, Israel?
Nothing much, man. You know, I was listening to ESP, and I ain't with trading A.J. Brown. A.J., he that guy. He one of the ones. I'm not for no fourth. I'm sorry. I'm against that.
The number four pick in the draft?
Yeah.
Generational edge rusher?
No.
On a rookie deal?
I'm against him. A.J. is him.
What if it freed up the money for you to go get DK Metcalf and you replace AJ with DK and you end up with DK Metcalf and Abdul Carter?
No, I'm keeping AJ. I'm keeping AJ.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I mean, AJ's a great player. I love having AJ Brown, but then you get two great players.
So listen, Mike. I'm not an AJ fan, but again,
Okay. No, well, yeah. Well, so you're a Jalen. Oh, well, then I know why you need AJ here. So you can keep pretending number one is. Oh, I gotcha. I hear you. We're good.
Don't let him flip it on you.
All right, next.
That's partly true, though. That's partly true.
I want Milton Williams here. Next week, I think that should be the priority. Milton. I want Milton signed.
Oh, you're the first one to say Milton Williams, to bring Milton Williams back. Yeah.
So my reason why is because, you know, I replay in my head that Super Bowl when Pacheco ran all over us and Hargrave couldn't stop the run. Milton Williams could do both.
Milton Williams is good. I think the question on Milton Williams is going from – you pay him like that, he's got to go from a 40% of the snap guy to, you know, an 80% of the snap guy like that, or 75 with Jordan Davis mixed in there. I guess they would – the Eagles would know better than we will how he'll do that. And whoever's going to pay him is going to expect that of him. And, sometimes players can and sometimes players can't. Bryce Huff – I'm not saying Milton Williams is Bryce Huff, but Bryce Huff couldn't. You know, and sometimes players are great in that role. So that's a bet. But he was great this year. I just wonder how great he is if he's got to play twice as many snaps as he played.
Well, I was at a preseason game. I think it was the COVID year because I ended up catching COVID. It was Pittsburgh, and I watched Milton Williams play. And he wasn't to me. He was. I seen him get moved around a couple times. He's improved. I think he can do it.
All right, Israel, you got a bad guy to cheer for?
So in the beginning, I did it, but I thought about it, I hashed it over, and this is going to be a good one for you. It's your dad.
That's a good answer.
Yeah.
That's a good answer, Israel. Howard Eskett is a good answer.
And now, yeah. Yep.
I mean, Jack started with me.
Well, that was a joke.
I saw it in your eyes. You like that?
No, I know. It was a little creepy.
I read it.
Yeah.
I read it in your eyes.
Yeah, I know.
I saw the smile.
Yep.
The smirk.
Yep.
That Fritz smirk. The real question on Becton, I really wonder what the market on Becton's going to be and what the Eagles will have to, you know, he could take a discount to be here, but he's not good. We've said this a lot of times. He's not going to take a $10 million discount to be here. So whether somebody else looks at Mekhi Becton, sees all the things we're talking about today, and decides to pay him as a foundational piece, I think the Eagles can pay him. I just don't know if the Eagles can pay him what somebody else can pay him based on everything else they've invested in the offensive line from a financial perspective.
Yeah, this is a double-edged sword when it comes to Mekhi Becton, because you don't know exactly what everybody else out there feels. There could be a sense that people feel like he was only as good as he is because he was playing with the Eagles.
And surrounded by
elite level players. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, about the talent that he was surrounded by. And so they may not view him as that top-level offensive lineman becoming available via free agency. So they may not want to take the risk of committing $20 million a year for Mekhi Becton.
Can I say this? And Mr. Lurie, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff Stoutland better be the highest paid position coach in the NFL.
I
mean, he better be close.
Oh, I'm sure he is.
He's got to be.
Yeah,
he is. The success of this team relies so heavily on what he's been able to do. And it's not some thing that we've invented. You ask the offensive linemen, they all say the same thing about him.
Oh,
you
know? No, the proof is in the pudding. Like, we see it. And the thing I love about Coach Stout is that he's not out here trying to grandstand and demanding anything and all these other things. They're taking care of business behind the scenes. I'd be surprised if Coach Stoutland has not been the highest paid old lineman in football for a number of years. Like, that's how you keep your assistants. That's how you keep them from going somewhere else.
Well,
is that you give him pay raises every year. And I think he has another title to his name. He's
Run
game coordinator. Is he assistant head coach or something?
I don't think. Maybe. It would make sense. But he also, remember like 2 years ago, there was a rumor of him going back to Alabama?
Yep.
Oh, there was?
Yeah,
yep.
Yeah.
Yep, that got him a raise.
That got him a real quick raise.
Yep.
Well, they can't afford to lose him.
No.
You know? And thankfully, he doesn't have the desire to. I don't know if he would be considered for a bigger role somewhere else, but
he doesn't want to call plays. Like, he's not looking to be an OC, because he could have just demanded that here.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't think he's looking to be an OC. He loves coaching in the trenches, and I mean, listen. We talk about the old lineman that we've had for X amount of years. We've gone from Juan Castillo, who was viewed as one of the top O-line coaches in the league when he was here.
Yep.
We brought in Howard Mudd,
yes,
who had coached in Indianapolis all those years with Peyton Manning. And I think Howard Mudd was the one who drafted Jason Kelsey.
Oh, really?
Because I think Kelsey reminded him of Jeff Saturday. So I think I remember that coming out when they drafted him, but then they went from Howard Mudd to Jeff Stoutland.
Yeah, Kelsey said that, or Howie said that in the first preseason game, Howard Mudd came up to him and said, that's going to be your starting center.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, because remember, like, Kelsey was not the starter.
Oh, he
wasn't. It was still Jamal.
Man, it is crazy to think that Jason Kelsey played long enough to he started when Jamal Jackson was the starter.
Yeah.
It's just the runs that Kelsey, Fletch, and Brandon Graham had here in terms of longevity on one team, and got to, and Brandon Graham, we all assume, will retire as an Eagle, whether it's this year or not.
Right.
Just one team.
Yep.
Incredible runs.
And Lane's going on there, too. I mean, Lane's drafted in 13.
Right. Yep. And he's got 2-3 years left, you would assume.
I think it finally, and it's great for the former players or those guys who got to play here as long as they did, but the Eagles finally realized that being penny wise and pound foolish just wasn't worth it. There's something about having your great players wear your uniform and be attached to your organization. And they realize the value in that, and that's why those guys, the core four, stayed around here as long as they stayed around here.
And that's why they pay guys before it's time,
yep,
so they don't go. And, by the way, it's a smart money move, too, mm-hmm, because you end up looking at these guys. The number always looks big in the beginning, but then in 2 years you look at the number again, and you're like, oh, wow, he's the ninth highest paid at his position.
And I think they ultimately regretted letting Brian Dawkins go.
I'm sure.
And yeah. I think Mr. Lurie, whether he admits that or not, they just vowed to never allow that to happen again with great players that have played here.
It's on
like
the
Dawk should have never wore another jersey either.
On the record Friday on WIP, tell us the one thing you want the Eagles to do next week if it's only one.
Neither should I.
And for next question, what is the...
They didn't learn
that in there.
They didn't learn their lesson in 05, you know?
What is a bad guy you cheer for? Bruce in D.C.
I figured I'd throw that in there.
I got it. Bruce in D.C., you're on WIP. What's up, Bruce?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How's everybody doing today?
Oh, we're doing great.
What's up, Bruce?
Awesome. Hey, look, man. Hey, I wore my Eagles bathrobe out to the supermarket and caught some more bad eyes. I'm just loving it. But, you know, it's sickening to these... D.C. Bomando fans about the Eagles winning. It's just joy being down here. I'm sorry. Yeah. But
we haven't heard from your brother in a while either.
Well, you know, he's working at night, and he usually chimes in at 10 to 11 because he's...
Oh, he's a midday guy.
Yeah. I mean, he's...
What a loser.
well, see, during the day, the problem is that, you know, with everything that's going on, you know, with people going back to work, he can't work from home anymore. So now he's got to stick on his feet. He's a federal guy. So
he got the email.
Not the email, but the other thing about going back to work.
Going back to work. That's what I mean. Yep.
Yeah. So it's hard for him to call during the day. But anyway, you already know my answer because look, we had this discussion the other day. So I, you know, I'm not jumping on Ike's bandwagon, but y'all
come
heard
on
me say this the other
come
day. But I'm with you, Ike. I mean, I said it the other day. You know, after they got born, I said my next target was Beckett. And Justin and Jack, y'all kind of stole my thunder because that was my thing was not only just this play, but the value down the road is going to be upside because when Lane leaves, he could potentially slide back out to his spot. So there's some more intangible value in keeping him in the continuity than in line. And I think that's probably the most important thing, you know, as far as my choice. But of course, but I agree. We need the DE, and I think they'll solve that. We got a number of options out there, but I think the message. We gotta roll with Beckton. I'm on with Beckton for sure.
He was great this year. He was absolutely great. Maybe there's a chance he can slide to tackle. I don't know. I mean, who knows?
Well, I mean, he's still got time to work on it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because Lane's not retiring. Right now.
Yep. And yeah. Beckton's a big guy. Lane is a physical standpoint. Lane is both him and Mailata. You just see when you look at him, they are. Not only they're big, they're just so solid
and
athletic. It's really crazy to see. If you've never having stood next to Jordan Mailata,
oh yeah,
it is crazy. You know, not just big, but solid. You know, Bruce, give us a bad guy you cheer for.
Hey, now I didn't hear the whole show because I've been busy today, so I'm going to do my lame impression. You know, I hope somebody didn't take this already, but I'm going to go ahead with my lame impression of the bad guy. Say hello to the bad guy, Scarface.
Uh-huh. Oh, Scarface couldn't be.
Who's the bad guy?
That's definitely a goat one.
Yeah.
That's a goat level.
Definitely rooted for Scarface.
100%. That is Mount Rushmore level bad guy, bad guy that you cheer for. Absolutely. Yeah. All right. Well, I mentioned it's on the record Friday, 215-592-9494. Coming up next, you're going to enjoy this because we're going to give Ike an opportunity to talk about LeBron. And I just... That's one of my favorite things. Well, you will accept that opportunity, correct?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Of course.
Always.
Are you going to accept that J.J. Redick's a difference-making coach?
No.
Okay.
Luka's a difference-making player to obtain.
But with great coaching, you got better sets.
Right. Oh, yeah. They got to the finals with Jason Kidd. All right. That is coming up next. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Big games, big events, always better at Chickies and Pete's, the official sports bar of your world champion Philadelphia Eagles. This is the WIP Afternoon Show.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy!
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
With Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath.
That guy knows.
And will it let me say, hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking.
Those guys know.
Maybe 6 feet ain't so far down.
Love those guys.
Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It's a WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Yeah, we had some folks in here.
I know my people.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, you get the wrestling crowd in here. They're going to know how to sing 5:30 Creed.
Did you see the John Cena turn heel?
I did. Did you see that?
Yeah.
It's a big deal.
Yeah,
it's the biggest one since Hogan.
Some are saying.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers are jewelers, not just jewelry resellers. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. What's your first priority for the Eagles next week? Re-sign Becton, get a real pass rusher, sign a corner, defensive tackle. 48.8% line on Becton, land on Becton. 42.4% on a pass rusher, 3% on a corner, and 5.5%. There we go. There you go. There you go. There you go. 5% on a defensive tackle on the record Friday. Love those guys over there.
Not the start.
Love those guys over
there. It's a Friday.
Yep. 215-592-9494. Chris in Delaware. You're on WIP. Chris.
Chris. Hey, thanks for getting me on. I was just getting back to my speaker.
You got it.
But I first and foremost wanted to start with the character that we all learned to love. And I'd like to get Jack on this. The Viper, Randy Orton.
Yeah, what do you think about Randy Orton as a bad guy?
Is that Kyle Orton's brother?
No, Randy Orton, the Viper, a wrestler. Very good wrestler.
Okay, awesome.
A lot of PED issues, but a great wrestler.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts?
Did you know that John Cena turned heel?
But, yeah, on the Eagles, next week when we hit free agency, I just want us to go after Philadelphia players, man. I just want us to go after dogs. I don't want people that are just coming here for money. I don't want people who aren't going to represent the colors that we have on our chest, the numbers that we represent, and the fans that are in the stadium. I want guys who are going to come and be hungry. I want Bonds. I want Saquons. I want Becktons. These guys came in, and they worked. They were hungry. They got what they got, especially Jalen Hunt this year. You know, Brandon Graham gets hurt, and Hunt just he hunts for that position, and he does all he can to get into the position he was to succeed. Obviously, prep to the guys preparing them, defensive end coaches, Vic Fangio. But these guys fought this year. They were dogs. And for us to have another team that's going to win the Super Bowl next season, we need dogs. We need guys with that dog mentality that they're just going to come in and they're going to eat.
Yeah, well, I do think bringing in guys, you don't want to exclusively look for guys that haven't won before, but a talented guy who's hungry in that way, I think could help. You know, there's a few guys out there we've mentioned. You know, Myles Garrett has not won before. You guys mentioned Khalil Mack. He has not won before. I think a guy who finally gets that opportunity. We had a couple of those guys there this year.
Yeah. It's hard to evaluate that. Like, obviously, yeah. We want guys that want to be Eagles. But
right,
like,
yeah, yeah.
I think the Eagles thought that Bryce Huff was going to be that. They thought Bryce Huff, an undrafted guy, would, but it didn't work out. So, listen, yeah. I agree. We want
do you
dogs.
Think
but
about yeah. Jonathan Allen. He just got released by the Commanders.
Yeah, he's not going to be cheap.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird they released him, isn't it?
I agree.
Especially is that they don't have cap issues.
Yeah, it must be a Dan Quinn thing.
Yeah.
Right? Because Dan Quinn is a defensive coach, so it must be something there that they're not vibing. Maybe Jonathan Allen wants a new deal. I don't know.
Yeah.
And they don't want to give him a new deal, so they just decided to go this route. Because like you said, they got the salary cap space, and he's their best D lineman.
Right. And a good defense this year.
Yeah.
On a good defense this year. But, you know, who knows? Who knows? I mean, I'm actually, speaking of the Commanders, I'm curious to see what we get out of Dotson next year, having a year here.
Come on, dude.
Catching a touchdown pass.
I'm already on it.
Oh, you're a Dotson guy?
He's most improved player this year.
Really?
Up. Yep. Full offseason, working in this offense. Contract year for him, I believe.
Are we switching to Jahan permanently now, or
yeah,
is still
yeah,
Johan?
Yeah, no, it's Jahan.
Okay.
It's Jahan.
Yeah,
he's
earned
that.
He's
been a good postseason.
Yep. No, he's been
he had one catch this postseason.
Well, he should have had a touchdown, but it was underthrown.
Yeah. Oh, come on, man. He got tackled at the one, man. He got tackled at the one. No, but I do expect him to have a better season this year because he'll have a full offseason to work
sure
in this offense.
Hey, Chris, oh, you already gave us your bad guy, right? The Viper, Randy Orton.
Randy Orton.
There you go. Yep. Jack's big on that.
One of my best answers.
Thank you for the call,
Chris.
Yep. Yeah.
I just tweeted, I still can't believe John Cena turned heel. Just want to see the reaction.
Is this going to be one of your defining things now,
yes.
going after wrestling fans?
Yep.
Well, it's been a bit for a long time.
Yeah.
It was, like, I would say wrestling was one of the OG Fritz bits. I took the Will at 100 thing from you.
Yep, that was my bit. But I said it was okay. I wanted you to run.
You weren't allowed to have that bit at the current
time.
When
I was program director? No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, so it's all good.
That was one of my early on-air bits, is I noticed the reaction it got, so I stuck with that.
Well, you used to do it at what, like 11 o'clock? Like you used to do
10
the,
to 2.
The overnight. So
no, not over. Like, all right, enough of you doing that.
Yeah.
Overnight is 2 to 6.
Right.
10 to 2 is late night.
Yes.
Both of you take a deep breath.
No, you.
Well, I'm just saying.
If you pay your dues.
There's a difference.
I paid my little dues.
All right.
Yeah.
It's just 10 to 2 is not overnight.
Yeah, you didn't work overnight.
I did. Well, I did shows, yeah.
Well, I'm saying, though. Oh, no, that was a 7 to 10. 7 to 11 show, right?
6 to 10.
6 well, to 10.
Gilio was 6
Gilio, to 10. Yeah. And 10 to 2.
I'm just saying, sharp tongue.
Yeah, well, of course.
Yeah.
Sharp tongues only.
Yeah.
These two guys have paid our dues.
Yes.
Yeah. I didn't
working that shift.
Didn't do anything to get here.
All right. Yep. Well, all you did was told me you listened to Rights Ricky Sanchez. That's what you did to get here.
Yeah. Stop listening the second I got here.
So speaking of basketball, there was a bit of a kerfuffle last night as LeBron James walked up to Stephen A. Smith and gave him a little talking to.
Yeah.
And he said, "You keep my son's name out of your mouth." What did you think of that, Ike?
Yeah, I thought that was soft by LeBron.
Classic.
Listen, I'm not even a big Stephen A guy, right?
You're not?
No, I'm not. And I've been critical of Stephen A in the past, but I thought that was lame by LeBron James. Listen, if Stephen A has said something that you don't agree with, then you have the ability to talk to Stephen A. You have the ability to talk to Stephen A. That was about grandstanding. That was, somebody's going to get this on camera. It's going to go viral. I wanted to be seen and known that I checked Stephen A. By the way, what did you check? And this is what I love. The fans are like, "Oh, yeah, Stephen A ain't saying nothing. He ain't doing nothing. He was right." What you want Stephen A to do?
Punch him in the stomach?
Punch LeBron James courtside at a damn NBA game? Like, what was Stephen A supposed to do there? Like, what was LeBron going to do in the middle of a game, by the way? It's during a timeout or fourth quarter that he decides to go over there and address Stephen A while a damn game is going on. It's all grandstanding. It's all about, and to use Bronny as an excuse as to why you're doing this. No, this is that you can't control Stephen A, and Stephen A is not one of your minions, and he calls you out like he's supposed to, like he calls out everyone else. And that's what that was all about. Like, you've gotten your hands on every other major personality on these major networks. They're clutch clients, or they've probably gotten phone calls behind the scenes, little threats from you and Rich Paul and your little group that they changed their mind, like Kendrick Perkins. One day he'll criticize you. The next thing you know, you're the greatest thing since sliced bread. We all know when somebody's been reached out to. And quite frankly, it happens. It happens. I've been reached out to. Everybody doesn't like what I may say on the air. But I guarantee you what they're not going to do is come up in my face and challenge me and tell me to keep their name out there, out my mouth. That's not going to happen. So I can respect when somebody disagrees with what I may say on the air. I can respect that. And if you didn't like it, we can talk about it. I can tell you exactly where I was coming from. You can tell me your point of view on it. And I can respectfully say, you know what? I hear you. I'm just doing my job. There's no personal animosity here. It's not personal for me. LeBron made that personal because you don't like the fact that your son, who is a professional athlete, who got a guaranteed 4-year contract worth millions of dollars, is being criticized and scrutinized by the media. Well, you wanted him in the NBA so that you could play with him before he was actually ready to play. So you helped put him in this position to be criticized. And I don't even know if Stephen A was really criticizing him. He was more or less being critical of LeBron for putting Bronny in this spotlight. That's really what he was doing. So the idea of keep my son out of this, or keep my son's name out of your mouth, dude, stop with the fake tough guy stuff. You're a billionaire. You're not doing anything to anybody. Stephen A just signed a contract worth $100 million. He ain't about to mess up those nice suits courtside at a Lakers game. Stop embarrassing us as black men with that nonsense. You think you put on a show for everybody to degrade and demean Stephen A like you checking somebody. You ain't been in a fight all your life because you've been LeBron James all your life and you've been getting protected all your life. And Stephen A. ain't going to fight his way out of a wet paper bag. He's almost 60 years old. So all the tough guy act courtside at a Lakers game that everybody has to talk about today is because of you, LeBron. And I thought it was lame. I thought it was lame and I thought it was corny. And it was lightweight being a bully when you really ain't that dude. You really ain't that dude, LeBron. I don't care if you're 6'9", 260 or not. When the last time you really had to put paws on somebody? When have you put your hands on somebody? When? This cat ain't been in a street fight his whole life. The guy's been LeBron his whole life. They've been protecting him since he was 10 years old. You got like that in the neighborhood, nobody's letting him fight anybody. The neighborhood protects LeBron James. He's the golden child. And that's how he's acting right there. You're acting like a spoiled brat, right?
You know what? Bronny's not even in that position if LeBron doesn't make the team draft him.
Yes.
Nobody's. And I would also say, I think overall, for a guy that got drafted, shouldn't have gotten drafted, shouldn't be on the Lakers, I think the press has taken it very easy on Bronny.
It's been very respectful.
Out of respect,
yes.
For. Because nobody wants. Everybody knows it's not his fault.
Right.
He's in that situation. Everything's just always about LeBron.
Yeah.
Everything is about LeBron.
Pressing Stephen A.
Yeah.
Press. Come on, man. Come on, man. Just saying.
I'm with you.
Him and Will Smith.
Let you cook.
Keep the name out of your mouth.
Yeah. Can you imagine?
That's another one.
I know.
Yes.
I know.
Can you imagine if Stephen A. just swung on him?
I would have been so embarrassed, seriously.
For everyone.
Yeah, seriously.
For everyone.
That felt like to me, not, and it's not the same situation, but that's how embarrassed I was for Shannon when him and T. Morant were going at it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, Shannon, you're Shannon Sharp, bro. Like, what are you doing? You're in a basketball game as a spectator. You're fighting with the players and another parent. Like, what are we doing?
And the other thing is, Stephen A. is not going to back down.
No,
he's going to say whatever he
yes.
wants to say.
But I'm glad he held his composure.
Yep.
And listen, like I said, I'm not the biggest Stephen A. fan. Whatever. I just didn't like that. And this isn't about I don't like LeBron or anything of that nature. I just thought that was a bullying tactic. And it really was a bunch of hot air. It really was a bunch of hot air because you tried to look tough. That to me, you were trying to look tough there.
Knowing the guy's not going to
fight.
Yes,
knowing Stephen A.'s not going to do anything there.
I enjoyed that. Thank you.
All right. I got it off my chest.
Michael in Arizona. You're on WIP. I enjoyed that. What's up, Mike?
Hey, boys. How we doing today?
What's up, brother?
Good. I guess it's on the record Friday. I'm going to go on the record and agree with Mike. I think I would like them to re-sign Becton. If you keep that group together and it was incredibly dominant all year, I think that would really give the Eagles a huge edge next year. I think it would be great if they kept that group together. I know that we're going to have some folks leaving on the D-line, but I think we'll get past that. And I just think bringing all five of those guys back would just be a huge advantage for the Eagles. I did want to talk about the Phillies lineup. If you
sure.
guys would allow
love
me.
It. Yeah.
Yeah, I have a suggestion that I think I would like them to start off with Trey at leadoff, go Harper second, Schwarber third. And I know that Thompson's a big lefty-righty guy.
What's your reason
but
for it?
I think,
and then Bohm hitting cleanup, I assume?
Yeah, Bohm or Castellanos, whatever one. But I would also like the two righties to go back-to-back. So Bohm or Casti, one, and then the other one following them. And then you get back to your lefty-righty nonsense.
What's your reason for Schwarber third?
I think it would provide Harper the protection he needs in the lineup. And I also think, I mean, if Trey gets on at, you know, let's say 350 is on base percentage, Harper is going to be high up there as well. I mean, you're going to have two guys or, you know, one guy on ahead of Schwarber. I mean, rather than him always having to hit behind Rojas, who never gets on, or whoever's in the nine hole that night. I just think having guys on in front of Schwarber would be a great move. And you want to keep the, you know, the best hitters in the top three. I think that Harper and Schwarber are two of the best hitters on the team. And I'm not worried about those guys against lefties. They know how to hit lefties.
Jack, what do you think about Schwarber third?
Schwarber did it for a year. I just don't like the back-to-back lefties just because of late in the game stuff. I don't I don't know why all of a sudden people
baseballs.
Are...
Why can't guys hit the back-to-back, righty or lefty?
I don't know why it's been framed recently as the righty-lefty nonsense. But it's not. Like, it's not nonsense. I don't like batting lefties back-to-back.
When did they start this?
Start what?
The whole no righty or lefty back-to-back.
Well, it's been when lefty specialists started becoming more and more important in bullpens. Really about late game stuff.
But I'd also say the rule change that makes you keep a pitcher in for three batters makes it even more important because, like, then you could bring in a lefty to face. You know, the first two guys you're going to face are lefties. You know, because you can't go pitcher. You can't go change. So I would say it probably matters a little more now given that pitcher rule change.
But that rule just came in, though, right?
Yes, but the righty-lefty thing has always been a thing.
What do you mean? Every lineup has always been righty-lefty?
No.
That's the point I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
No, but if you can avoid it.
They played baseball for decades without doing this.
Yeah, Jack.
I know. If you can avoid it, you avoid it. And they can avoid it.
Why don't you grow up, Jack?
I know.
The real good one would be if... If Stott has a good year, you can have Stott hit two and then move Harper, or even have Stott lead off, have Trey hit two, have Harper hit three, right? Move Stott up.
Do you ever think this is why the lineup is like this? This is why we can't get a good lineup up there.
Why?
Well, I mean, we can't get the right hitters in the right spot because righty-lefty matters more.
But, like, there's just not that much of a difference. Like, I mean, it's not – I just think batting Schwarber back – two lefties back-to-back. That's a situation late in the game that I don't love it.
He doesn't love it.
Yeah.
The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers.
Don't
settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton in Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
What Slade did was inexcusable. Taking shots at teammates is always a bad look and can happen in well-run organizations. The top five at five and the text line.
That's exactly right. That's not what we do on this show.
No. We lift each other up.
Yep. Not tear down.
Yeah, no. That's you. That's you. You're the teammate that does that.
Yeah. But
AJ Fritz.
I love everyone.
Darius Fritz.
Yeah.
All right, what's next?
It's the I'm out on him time of the year for Elliott. This year it's Travis Hunter, and last year it was Brock Bowers, who just went on to set almost every single tight end rookie record. Mike in Havertown.
Yep.
He was out on Brock Bowers.
He was. Well, every time he's out on somebody, you can bet that player is going to be good.
It's great news. It's great news for everyone involved. Yeah.
I'm less concerned with who he's out on versus who he's in on.
Yeah.
Paxton Lynch.
Yeah. Who he's in on is terrifying.
Peter Skoronski.
No, he wasn't a Skoronski man, I don't believe. I know last year was a guard.
Or was Skoronski?
Skoronski was the Jalen Carter draft. That's Bijan.
Oh, no, he was a Bijan guy with us.
Yeah.
Wasn't he a Bijan guy?
I forget.
That was Joe Giglio, where that was the old lineman.
Yeah. Right? It was Ray Dittinger. We remember names in the show. It was Tom Kelly, who was hashtag starving for Skoronski. And it was Joe Giglio.
Starving for Skoronski.
What's next?
Fine, I'll try Bryce Huff after listening to Ike.
You did give him a good pump-up speech.
I did give him a pump-up speech.
Yep.
You felt that?
Yes.
That was a pep talk. That was a pep talk for him.
I could feel it. What's next?
Elliott showing up today all but begging to be moved up in the insider rankings was a disgrace to journalism. He could learn something from Spike, who dropped that bombshell Bryce extension report and asked for nothing in return. Frank in Ardmore.
There was no report.
You said it.
I did not say
it. You reported on the air.
You know what?
He's not batting second.
Can I tell you something?
No.
If they announce an extension for him, like right before opening day when he hit second, I'm going to tell you I did report it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. You're on credit for that one.
Yep. What's next?
I'll tell you what bad guy I'm not rooting for. Producer Luke. Stay in your lane, buddy. Battle in the studio.
Deep voice Luke to you.
That's right.
Yeah. Battle's the fill-in text line guy. Deep voice Luke is number one.
Battle heard Luke for 2 days and was like, let me get back in here to work.
Yeah, ran back and goes, oh, wow, look, Battle's back. Look, he's back.
I've never seen him work so much.
Yep. It's like, I produced a bunch of new stuff for your show. What's next?
Look, I've been tough on Bryce, but after interviewing him several times, this is what I can tell you. He really wants to win. He cares a great deal. And most importantly, he loves Apple Jolly Ranchers. Spike Eskin.
It's a candy joke.
He's still on the candy.
It's the candy joke.
I think I actually think it's unfair. I still don't see anything wrong with the question.
No, just trying to have fun.
Yeah.
Trying to have a little fun.
Last question of the interview.
Yep. Took 2 seconds.
Yep. Everyone get over it.
Yeah.
But text line doesn't forget.
Yeah, well, everyone get over it. I'm looking at one guy who's not getting over it.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah.
All right. Thank you so much for listening all week. We will be back with you Monday as
free agency starts.
Free agency, legal tampering starts, and then a big free agency day on Wednesday.
Man, so looking forward to that.
Thank you so much for listening, and we will talk to you next week.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 3-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.